Hello everyone, welcome back to day 5 of the Orin Coin podcast. This is a challenge that I'm doing for 30 days. If you're just stumbling upon this video or audio without any context of the rest, so I'm doing a 30-day challenge with my friend Chris. And today, in this episode, we're going to talk about another important aspect of publishing content online, which is the content calendar commitment. You probably heard the term content calendar in different aspects, like publishing on social media, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube even, but not necessarily in terms of blogging, which is the lens that I want to talk about content calendar commitment today. So if you listened to the other episodes, you know that I started multiple blogs over the years and failed in making them stand out or consistent. And one of the failings was not committing to a schedule of content. And this doesn't have to be rigid. It doesn't have to be like, I'm going to publish one post every single week. We lead different lives and we don't really have the opportunity to be so strict with our content sometimes. Maybe you work at a hospital and you find yourself only coming home at night and don't really have time to write. And maybe you only have the weekend, maybe not even that. Maybe you lead a busy day job and now it's the time where there's a project coming up and you don't find yourself writing or creating content at all. Still, you need to make it sustainable. Now, as I said, don't fall into the kind of trap of doing what everyone else is doing and use the template of one post a week. I tried it. It doesn't work for me. I lead a busy life that doesn't really allow me to do that. Even now, this podcast, it's now 7:55 a.m. After the challenge is over, I won't sustain creating these episodes in my time before I need to go to work. So now for the challenge, I am making the time and maybe I'll learn something from that and maybe that will open up doors that weren't there before. But if you want to make your blog work with your life, you need to make sure that you find a schedule that works for you. A way to do that is to take the schedule that people offer us and kind of see if that works for us. Like maybe try a week or two, but make a mental note that it is an attempt. It's not you trying and failing. It's just you trying something. And after you do that and consider, does this work for me? Am I going to do this again next week? Then you can start thinking about, okay, this works for me. Let's use it. Or if you find yourself not committing to the schedule, then you need to make the time frame bigger. If posting one time a week did not work for you, try bi-weekly. And then once you find the cadence that works for you, like, okay, I can free up enough time over the next a week and a half to sustain publishing one time every 2 weeks, then that's something that you learned about yourself. And then you can start committing to a sustainable content calendar. The other aspect of doing this, which is super important, is not to announce this experiment to your followers. Don't have on your website or wherever you publish content, publishing one time a week or publishing two times a week. Just don't. You're a beginner content creator and you don't need that pressure of people suddenly expecting your content. Once you find your cadence and you can stick to it over a time frame, like maybe a quarter, maybe like 4 months, then you can start making that expectation known to people. Like, okay, you can count on me to publish 2 times a month. Okay? But don't make that expectation known from the beginning, because you're still trying it out, and people are going to expect it. And if they don't get it, they will leave. You won't see them again. Because the relationship between you and your reader is sacred. You never want to disappoint them with something like this. Like, you told me that you will publish today and you didn't. And that's kind of a quote-unquote betrayal of your reader. So make sure to not engage in any expectations like that before you are fully committed within yourself to your content calendar. And once you have both the content calendar commitment that you can sustain, and you start creating content over time and it works, then you can talk to your readers and say, yeah, I am fully committed to creating content on this cadence. And then once you start telling your audience that, trust will start to form. Trust can start to form even before that, but now trust will form because they expect something and you deliver on it. So I think I'll make this a shorter one today. It's 8 minutes. If you have any questions about what I just described, the commitment for a content calendar, let me know in the comments of the YouTube video, or send me an email. It's a good opportunity to remind you that I have a newsletter. I don't have an expectation for it. I did not announce the cadence of publishing on it. But it does exist, and I do publish on it from time to time as I find my cadence. You can find that at the description of the podcast or the video on YouTube. Thank you again so much for listening or watching, and I'll see you in the next one.